Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Sam Forbes, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Happy 2008. Hope your New Year's was enjoyable. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of the show is nutritional supplements. We discuss vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. With me this afternoon is Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Sam. Good afternoon, everybody.
And our medical expert and co-host, Dr. Richard Podell.
Oh, thank you very much, Sam.
Also today, we have a special guest with us, Dr. Mark Moyad, and Dr. Moyad is a medical doctor and currently director of the Phil F. Jenkins Preventative and Alternative Medical Center at the University of Michigan, and he is a highly respected author and lecturer, and he's here at the request of American Health to talk to us about an important nutrient, timely, certainly, that the winter time is here, vitamin C and immune health. Well, welcome to the Wilner Window, Dr. Moyad.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me here.
Don?
Yeah, Dr. Moyad, you know, this is a good topic because I think sometimes we kind of we get too carried away with the more romantic things, you know, the new herbs and the beta glucans and all of these fancy things that seem to have an effect on the immune system. We forget sometimes some of those more basic things that can have a profound effect on the immune system, such as vitamin C. I wonder if maybe we could start off discussing in general the role of vitamin C on the immune system, you know, why it's so important and what it does.
Well, why it's so important is that if we look at human studies, you know, if we go beyond the animal studies and the laboratory studies, and we look at all these human studies, what we're seeing is during times of infection and during times when you really need your immune system to work for you and your immune cells to work for you, there's enormous uptake of vitamin C into the immune system, the immune cells itself, which we believe helps you maximize your response to either preventing an infection or possibly at least hurrying up the time where you can resolve from the infection. So it's been a series of immune studies over the past 30 years that showed us that vitamin C's concentrations in the immune systems or what's utilized in the immune system is far greater than what we see in some other parts of the body, and I think that's interesting.
Okay. Now, what's also interesting is that I think most medical experts agree that we probably don't get the optimal amount of vitamin C that we really should be getting.
Yeah, I think we have to just become more practical and realistic and just logical in our recommendations. It's easy to say just diet and exercise, and it's easy just to say get 5 servings of fruits and vegetables, but the reality is when you're looking at about 80% of Americans to 90% don't get 5 servings a day, and even when you get 5 servings, the dose of vitamin C that you're getting is not anywhere near what we're using in clinical trials right now for prevention. I think we just have to be honest with patients and the public and say, you know, this is tough to get from diet. So if you need help, here's some different ways we can help you.
Plus, don't many people do things such as smoking that actually can increase their requirement for vitamin C?
Well, see, that's what we've learned, too. I think one of the biggest, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, I think vitamin C got labeled as helping this condition, this very rare condition today called scurvy, and so it sort of got locked in with that. We don't realize that all of these things that stress the body now are associated with lower levels of vitamin C. So exactly, an infection, alcohol, a poor diet, getting passive smoke, not just smoking itself. I mean, I can go through a list of a variety of things we've learned just in the past 10 years that when you do something to your body, it essentially vitamin C levels are impacted greatly, and they're greatly reduced. So I couldn't agree with you more on that.
Well, you know, scurvy is kind of an interesting example to use. Of course, scurvy is what you will encounter when you have a true deficiency disease, a deficiency of vitamin C. But, you know, we like to talk about a subclinical scurvy. I mean, if you look at symptoms of scurvy, things like bleeding gums and muscle weakness and all of these things, you have to wonder how many people might actually be indeed experiencing the symptoms of a subclinical vitamin C deficiency.
Well, if you look at some of the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, if you look at some of the largest government-funded, taxpayer-paid-for surveys, you're seeing subclinical low levels of vitamin C in arguably anywhere from 60 to 70% of the people, and I couldn't agree with that more. Again, I think part of that is it's so easy to throw out a simplistic recommendation and just say, oh, eat all these fruits and vegetables. But we have to face the reality that it's tough to get that many every day. And even when you get that many, you might not even reach your target anyway. So it's sort of a frustrating situation that it's sort of tied in with that scurvy, where I agree with you, subclinical issues of subclinical scurvy is far greater a problem today.
Okay, well, then that brings us then to the question of what do we do to maximize or to make sure that we get the optimal levels of vitamin C. Now, this is where it gets a little bit confusing, I think, to many of the listeners out there, because there are different types of vitamin C available.
Yeah.
Maybe that's an area, you know, we have plain ascorbic acid, you know, plain vitamin C. We have
right.
buffered vitamin C. We have the esters, like ester C, and it seems like every day there's something else coming out. Maybe you can kind of shed some light on the different types and the advantages and disadvantages.
Well, I can tell you that the biggest problem, I mean, the good news about plain vitamin C is it tends to be very cheap. The bad news is with its acidity, with patients today, including myself, if I take a couple hundred milligrams of it, it can cause stomach upset. I think it's interesting that the number one prescribed drugs in the United States last year were for acid reflux or heartburn type medications. And so we really see a big problem with that in the clinic. And so giving someone something acidic or something that can be more irritating to the stomach doesn't really work well in terms of someone taking something long term. So although plain old vitamin C is interesting, it's a little acidic and causes a lot of problems. And so the type that we've looked at and the type that we've done the most research on is sort of the non-acidic form, which is the ester C form, which is now, if you count up all the papers, probably has the largest number of clinical research papers of any specific form of vitamin C that I can see in the literature. And I get excited about when a company is willing to spend the dollars to do the clinical research to see whether or not a product works. I mean, the toughest time I have legitimizing at a major medical center alternative medicine or supplements is we have to always go back to the data, always go back to the research, the clinical trials. And I always want to constantly refer to clinical trials. So when we spend a lot of money on randomized clinical trials proving that one form of vitamin C may be easier to tolerate, may provide better immune function than the plain form, which is ester C, I get excited about it. I don't get excited about some of the newer fangled vitamin Cs, I call them, where I won't mention their names, but they throw in a million different ingredients, and then they throw in one large amount of vitamin C, and this says it prevents a cold. There's a number of these on the market right now where you see 20 ingredients in a product. It's a mishmash of herbals, but yet I always find it interesting that the number one, the compound where it has the highest concentration of product over anything else is vitamin C. So it's almost like vitamin C is surrounded by 20 other ingredients that don't do anything, but yet, you know, some of these sell well. So I'm sort of a big fan of going back to plain vitamin C for people who can take it, but ester C for the most part, because people have such a tough time taking in something that's acidic long term.
Okay. We'll open up the phones in a few minutes for those of you out there who have questions relating either to hopefully vitamin C, ester C, the immune system, colds and flu. Maybe we can even touch on vitamin C's role in cancer. Sam, you want to maybe take a break now, and then we'll continue after the next break?
That sounds like a good idea, and we'll also give Dr. Podell a chance to talk to Dr. Moyad. He has a couple of questions as well. So if you'd like to give us a call and ask us a question for Dr. Moyad or any of us about vitamin C, let me give you the number. It's 1-800-321-0710. Again, the number is 1-800-321-0710. You're listening to The Wilner Window, and this is Sam Forbes.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back with our special guest, Dr. Mark Moyad, after these words.
Do you have high blood pressure? If you do, you'll want to pay special attention to this. There's a product from Twin Lab called Blood Pressure Control. It contains a unique, all-natural, clinically proven ingredient, C12 peptide. C12 peptide is a natural milk protein that helps manage angiotensin-converting enzyme, or ACE, limiting the release of angiotensin II, which is responsible for increasing blood pressure. Twin Labs Blood Pressure Control is natural, safe, and clinically proven to work, a viable alternative to ACE-inhibiting drugs. Results can be seen in as little as 2 to 4 weeks, although in some cases it may take up to 2 months. A natural treatment for hypertension is now available, and it's from Twin Lab. Blood Pressure Control. Get it now at Wilner Chemists. Only Twin Lab makes you feel this good.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aged garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract. I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
This is Sam Forbes, and before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and the best professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll also find great discount prices at Wilner Chemist as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we always have special sales in effect. And right now, Doctor's Best, the full line, is on sale 40 to 50% off. We also have natural Source Naturals, American Health, Home Health, Bioforce, all on sale at 35% off list. We also have Da Vinci Labs, Natural Factors, Country Life, Quality of Life, All One, Health from the Sun, all on sale at 30% off list price. Jarrow Formulas, the full line, get this, 25% off list, and much more. So pick up a sales flyer and our latest product reference catalog. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website at www.wilner.com and subscribe online.
And by the way, all those great sale prices that Sam just ran down actually start tomorrow, okay? So if you go to our website right this moment, you may not see all those things. Good news is, by the way, he mentioned American Health, and American Health is currently a source of the Ester C products that we are going to be talking about. And as Sam said, 35% off list price starting tomorrow. Wow, what a deal. You can visit either of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your calls in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a physician, the number one complaint I get these days is about fatigue. That's usually when patient and doctor sit down and have the talk about diet, exercise, and ProPax with NT Factor. Make no mistake, ProPax with NT Factor is a serious supplement for serious people. People who refuse to let age take anything away from lifestyle. Fact, ProPax with NT Factor is a doctor-proven nutritional program that eliminates fatigue up to 40% in 8 weeks. Three clinical trials and a hospital study prove it. Fact, the nutrient compound NT Factor actually repairs and replaces damaged cells, the place where we convert oxygen and food to energy. Just two multi-packs each day do the trick. And because it's 100% from whole food and food extracts, it's completely safe. Look, if you're serious about maintaining your energy levels and getting all the needed nutrients daily, regardless of your age, a daily commitment to ProPax with NT Factor is the answer. ProPax with NT Factor, a serious supplement for serious people.
Is osteoporosis a concern for you? Are you wondering if you are taking all of the supplements you should take to ensure maximum bone density? Well, if you're not taking strontium, you might have reason for concern. Strontium is a naturally occurring mineral present in water and food. Trace amounts of strontium are found in the human skeleton. Strontium has an affinity for bone and is taken up at the bone matrix crystal surface. The influence of strontium on bone metabolism has been researched since the 1950s. Studies indicate that strontium positively affects bone metabolism to promote bone formation and decrease bone resorption, leading to normalized bone density. Doctor's Best provides strontium in a supplement. Strontium Bone Maker. Two capsules provide 680 milligrams of strontium as strontium citrate. And here is some really good news. Strontium Bone Maker is now on sale at 50% off. That's half price. Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition, because you deserve it.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Dr. Mark Moyad. And we're here talking about vitamin C. And Dr. Podell, you had a question for Dr. Moyad?
Yeah. Dr. Moyad, I really would like kind of an update. If I know you have a big background in this literature, and particularly in regard to dosing. You know, vitamin C, it's one thing to say, oh, okay, everyone has to get at least 200 milligrams. Or there was some data that says that perhaps the neutrophil immune cells will maximally pick up 500 milligrams. But it's quite another thing to use vitamin C at the kinds of doses that some nutritional doctors recommend, which might be 2,000 milligrams, or they might give it intravenously up to 50 grams. What do we know for hard evidence that says that doses, let's say, over 250 or 500 milligrams are any better than these more modest doses?
That's a great question. I don't think you can handle, you can't handle prescription and conventional medicine any differently than the other types of medicine you handle. I mean, I think you have to have a standard of sort of excellence and scientific integrity. And if it was a prescription medication that went through a large clinical study on a certain dosage, there's no question we'd recommend those range of dosages that were used in that clinical study with the prescription. So why would we do any different for the dietary supplement? In the largest prevention trials that we've looked at, depending on the certain areas you're looking at, whether it's in stroke or whether it's right now in cancer prevention, which is just concluding. It's called the Physicians Health Study 2, or in the largest sort of randomized trial in the United States of preventing blindness from macular degeneration. The real dosage they're using in oral form is anywhere from about 500 milligrams to 1,000. So the evidence that we have, especially at 500 milligrams, which is the most commonly used dosage in the largest clinical trials of vitamin C in human history, paid for not by a business, but paid for by the taxpayers, those dosages have been moderate, but they certainly have not been. They've not been 60 or 70 or 80 milligrams or 200. They've generally revolved around 500 milligrams, including the iHealth randomized trial, which really sort of changed ophthalmology in terms of now recommending a supplement if you have this eye disease called macular degeneration.
Good, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm kind of curious, though. Dr. Podell's question is a good one, and of course it's a common question that comes up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we, though, have to look at these types of supplements, of products, in a different light, given that because they are not patentable drugs, you're not going to see the same kinds of studies that you would expect to see with patentable prescription drugs.
Absolutely. But the difference lies in vitamin C has a wonderful history, and it's pretty hard to dispute the fact that it's reasonably priced and it's safe. It probably has one of the greatest safety records of any pill that we've looked at because it's received so many trials. But at least I can point to vitamin C now compared to other things that we've seen it involved in some pretty large, drug-like, large randomized studies funded, again, by the taxpayers. And let me just take you to one classic example. The Physicians Health Study 2 is involving 15,000 healthy physicians. It's concluding this year. And one of the arms of it is 500 milligrams of vitamin C to potentially prevent eye disease, cardiovascular disease, and they're also looking at prostate cancer. And so we're getting great information from there that not only is it safe, but it increases blood levels to an area we need to get to. So I agree. What you're saying is in a lot of different areas of supplements, it's hard to really understand what dosage to work with. But vitamin C is a little different. It has a long history, and it's been involved with some pretty large randomized studies, which give us some clue as to what to tell patients.
Okay, we have Dr. Moyad, we have a caller waiting to ask you a question, so I thought maybe we could fit this one in before the next break. It's an interesting one. Let's talk to Catherine from Yonkers. What's your question, Catherine?
Yes, hi, Dr. Moyad.
Hi.
I take vitamin C drips, and I was wondering your opinion. How often should they be taken? What's the efficacy of taking them? You know, because I know I love vitamin C. It's been with me when I'm young. I'm not a young person, but when I was a kid, I remember reading about Linus Pauling a lot. But the idea is sometimes when you take too much of something, it could work on your kidneys. That's what I was told years ago. So
basically you're getting intravenous vitamin C, and you want to find out if there's any downside to taking such a huge dose intravenously.
Yeah, and how often, if he does recommend it, I'm sure he does, because, like you were homeopathic.
A lot of people get vitamin C from alternative physicians, Dr. Moyad.
Sure.
What's your take on that?
This is where I put you in a tough place. I mean, most of these studies that I refer to have all utilized the pill, and now we're starting to see more studies with IV. I mean, I just think that as a physician, if you're really up front with patients, there's yes, no, and we're not sure. And the answer is IV looks attractive. It's just there's been just a study initiated, two studies in the U.S. in cancer, of cancer patients getting IV, high-dose vitamin C, several grams. But the reality is all these studies I'm referring to, the Women's Stroke Study, the Eye Health Study, the Physicians Health Study, the one with men, these are all in the oral form. So I can tell you 10 times more about it. The IV form looks attractive, it's interesting, but has nowhere near the research of the pill form. And the question is a great question, because if someone tells me there's no toxicity with any pill, I always tend to say, well, then it hasn't been tested enough or it doesn't work. Right. So I think what we've learned about vitamin C and getting in high doses is there's a slightly higher risk potentially of not only kidney stones, but again, especially in oral form, the terrible stomach upset, which can be tough with any form. But I am concerned about the toxicity when we're going to, thousands and thousands of milligrams based on very small numbers of patients.
Well, Catherine mentioned something about kidney. You said kidney stones is a possibility. Oral form is Or the intravenous as well, huh?
It is a possibility because one of the breakdown products of vitamin C in general becomes oxalate, which is... So the bottom line is that the primary type of kidney stone that we deal with is the type of stone that we can see in some people that take vitamin C. But to be fair, we're not seeing it at the 500 milligram to 1,000 milligram dosages in these trials. We're just not seeing it. We're seeing it at these higher dosages that people are utilizing.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Moyet, and thanks for the call, Catherine. The number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. We will continue with our discussion and your questions, but we are going to have to take a quick break, including a check on the traffic. So this is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, and Dr. Mark Moyet, and we'll be back. But first, I have a question for you. What is coenzyme Q10? Well, it's a fat-soluble cofactor naturally found in almost every cell in your body. We don't call it a vitamin because it can be made within our body. CoQ10 has a role in cellular energy production and is an important antioxidant. In fact, this antioxidant function is now thought to be perhaps the most important function. This is where a new form of CoQ10, ubiquinol, comes into play. Kaneka has been making natural CoQ10, or ubiquinone, for over 30 years, and now they have developed a new CoQ10. It's a reduced form called ubiquinol that is much more powerful antioxidant and is more readily absorbed and distributed throughout the body. Kaneka calls this product Kaneka QH, and they supply it to other companies for use in supplements. Be sure to tune in on January 20th when we will have Dr. Robert Barry, head of research and new product development for Kaneka, as our guest. In the meantime, look for ubiquinol on the supplement label, the new high-potency form of CoQ10 from Kaneka. Okay, now we're going to go for a quick check of the traffic.
I'm Sean Collins with the WOR Traffic Desk as we check on the Hudson River crossings for you. Inbound George Washington Bridge, no problems to report. Lower level looks good. Upper deck fine. Outbound both decks of the George look to be in good shape. But the Lincoln Tunnel looks good, both inbound and outbound. No problems to report the Lincoln Tunnel currently. Holland Tunnel looks good, both inbound and outbound with no problems to report there as well. Bell Parkway eastbound of Flatbush Avenue. We have an accident being cleared there. Traffic slows just before Knapp Street into the area. Westbound rubbernecking in the same area. Over at the Brooklyn Bridge on the Lower East River crossings, outbound Brooklyn Bridge, right lane block for emergency construction until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Inbound is okay. As we check over New Jersey, Parkway Turnpike doing the speed limit. No major problems to report. This report brought to you by Bounty. Heavy traffic tromping through your kitchen? Get Bounty. It's so durable. It's shred-resistant. Bounty, the shred-resistant quicker picker-upper. I'm Sean Collins with WOR Traffic.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D, equally important but missing from other products. Are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
The supplement resveratrol has been the topic of a great deal of news and research lately. As an antioxidant, resveratrol may protect cardiovascular function by inhibiting LDL oxidation, upregulating nitric oxide synthesis, and protecting the integrity of capillaries. Resveratrol has also been studied for its ability to activate phase 2 detoxification enzymes and to maintain healthy cell replication. Now, Jarrow Formulas has developed a high-potency resveratrol supplement called Resveratrol 100. This new product contains 100 milligrams of resveratrols extracted from huzhang root or polygonum, long used in traditional Eastern medicine as a cardiotonic.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Dr. Mark Moyad. And we're talking about vitamin C, but we do have a couple of questions on the line, so let's get right to them. Mildred from Brooklyn, how can we help you today, Mildred?
Yes, I was walking, and a water hydrant was leaking. It broke, so when I passed...
Well, you'll have to call the Department of City, whatever.
No, they fixed it. But I fell, and I'm taking vitamin C.
Okay.
So is that okay?
For an injury? I would say so. What do you think, Dr. Moyad?
I think it's great for an injury, and I'm happy to report that the most interesting studies I've seen in the past few months on vitamin C that we're looking further into is that it may be involved in keeping the bones strong and healthy and may possibly increasing vitamin D levels. So there is this newfound interest in vitamin C in making the bone structure strong and potentially reducing the risk of osteoporosis. And interestingly enough, we are actually looking at that right now. I think there's an interesting correlation. So I think that's great she's taking it.
It's good. So I'm taking about 10 a day of 1,000 milligrams with bioflavonoids. There's no harm in that?
Well, taking 10 a day is a lot, and I get concerned about that in terms of being a lot more than you actually need. I certainly, most of the people for prevention do very well on, I keep going back to this dosage, you know, about 1,000 milligrams or 500 milligrams a day. They do very well on that, but, you know, if you're being followed by a physician and working well with a physician, the physician thinks you're doing okay, I believe in personally working with a physician to fit your profile, but I would personally... I would tone it down a little bit, and I think that's safer, and I think it's just as effective. And remember, this is a great approach you can use with your doctor. If you bring down the dosage a little bit, and you feel different, and you feel it's not working as well, and your doctor feels it's not working as well, you can always increase it again.
Okay.
But I really love playing what I call the guinea pig approach with patients, which is let's just see how you do on a different dosage, and if you don't do as well, we can always increase it.
Right. Thank you so much.
Yeah. A guinea pig approach with vitamin C, right?
Yeah,
that's an interesting... Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Why is that funny, Don?
I think there's a connection between guinea pigs and vitamin C.
And
Sam, was Mildred saying that she was taking 1,000 milligrams total per day or 10,000
milligrams? 10 of 1,000.
Okay. Well, then, then we agree with Dr. Moyad that, you know, that's that may be okay, but it's kind of the upper, you know, the upper level there, and you may not need that much.
Well, I'll give you a classic example of what I run into in the literature. One of the most interesting papers on vitamin C just came out in the Journal of Bone and Joint Surgery. The Journal of Bone and Joint Surgery looked at taking vitamin C in a variety of dosages to reduce the pain associated with a fracture when you have a cast put on. I mean, it's not uncommon after we put a cast on a patient that as they're carrying this cast for a fracture, say a risk fracture, they develop some pain and inflammation that's very uncomfortable. So they had this actual huge randomized trial of 416 patients. And they found out it worked significantly better than placebo, but the 500 milligram dosage worked as well as the 1500 milligram dosage, and I think that's interesting. Mm-hmm. So two great things there. Hey, we may have a new indication for vitamin C,
right.
And it's, the dosage in moderation worked always better.
Well, you know, I'm not sure that we need to think of it as a new indication in a way because, you know, we spoke earlier about scurvy,
yeah.
And the reason that vitamin C exhibits, the reason a deficiency of vitamin C results in those particular problems is because it's involved with collagen synthesis. So
yeah.
I think, a bone and the connective tissue supporting bone, I don't find it so surprising.
No, I guess it shouldn't be shocking. I agree with you. I think, but it may have a more profound impact than I think most of us ever imagined. But I think what we're learning now is everything that's associated with sort of unhealthy behavior definitely impacts vitamin C almost more than any other nutrient.
Right.
So alcohol, poor diet, smoking. Now we just found out that
stress.
Stress. Physical, mental stress, larger amounts of weight we just found out are associated with lower levels. We're looking at right now, we've seen in patients who don't get as much sleep. So when they get a reduction in sleep, which is immune suppressive, that might be associated with lower amounts of vitamin C. And so diabetics, we see that. So all across the board, what's truly unhealthy is also seems to be reducing vitamin C levels, and I think that's interesting.
Let me run something by you. You know, we've always talked about vitamin C being water-soluble and how perhaps forms like ester C that stays in your blood longer would be has advantages. But still, there might be something said to taking a dose more than once a day, twice a day, three times a day. Is that overdoing it? In my way of thinking, it's probably a good thing to do.
No, I don't think it's overdoing it. I I'm a huge fan of just kind of individualizing treatment. So we have a lot of patients who take 500 in the morning, and they take 500 in the evening, or they take 500, you know, or morning and lunch. So they divide their dosages, and they're much easier tolerated. They get better absorption. And we have seen from these ester C studies that these dosages are potentially divided, are held longer in the immune cells. So I think it makes a lot of sense in terms of staying power in the human body. Plus, you know, in the end, you've got to be able to, the only way you can take a pill long-term is if it makes sense within your whole life, with your lifestyle. Anyone can take a pill for 3 weeks. Taking it for 3 years is a whole different story. And so divided dosages works on many levels for patients, and they're more likely to take it.
Right. Okay, let's get to our next caller. By the way, we have a few lines open, so if you'd like to ask Dr. Moyad a question about vitamin C, this is a good time to do it.
Look on the Internet. Where the hell it is?
I'm sorry. Is this our next caller? I assume it might be. Is this Robert Schultz?
Yes.
Okay, well, you're on.
thank you. I think you almost answered my question just previously, but
all right.
I was wondering if, like, every morning I should take 500, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I like to see, I mean, the most I advocate generally for prevention, again, talking about preventing all these conditions we were talking about, is two divided doses of 500. Now, some people may need more than that. For example, sometimes we have someone who can't quit smoking, but I like to see, if someone's going to take 1,000 milligrams a day, I like to see it divided, breakfast or lunch, or breakfast and dinner. With the ester C form, you can do the breakfast and dinner thing no problem because it seems to be held longer in the immune cells. But whatever, you have to ask yourself this question, whatever works for you long term, in other words, if you have to take a pill for the next 5 years of your life, what works best for you, breakfast, lunch, or breakfast, dinner? And that's the way I would look at it, because half of Americans, when they start pills, a year or two later, can't take them regularly. They get tired of taking them regularly, or it becomes too regimented, and they get tired of being so regimented.
Okay, thanks for the question, Robert. We have a few lines open, folks. I was about to say before, the number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions for us, Dr. Moyad is here. It's a great time to give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. Don?
Yes, Sam, I recall a part of a comment from the previous caller about the Internet. We could point out that, American Health is now the source of the ester C products. I guess we should explain to people one reason that you're seeing a lot of activity in the marketing of ester C, or I'm sorry, of vitamin
right.
C products in general, is because it's no longer available to other companies. I think Nature's Bounty, who is the parent company of American Health, has the exclusive rights now. So if you want ester C, you're going to have to stick with American Health ester C. You can get information on it either by going to our website, Wilner.com, or American Health has a website with some basic information on ester C. I think it's American Health USA or us.com, something like that. AmericanHealthUS.com, I think. Or you can just go to our website and click on the little links to theirs.
And okay? as we had said earlier, American Health is on sale, 35% off. This is a great time to try ester C, and it starts tomorrow. And it comes in all kinds of forms. You've got tablets, 500 milligrams, 1,000 milligrams. If you like capsules, those are available. It also comes with or without bioflavonoids. And I particularly like the profile for the bioflavonoids in the product. There's a nice array of different bioflavonoids. And perhaps in the next segment we could talk a little bit about, you know, there's been an interesting relationship between vitamin C and bioflavonoids. And I guess there was a time historically that they thought bioflavonoids or vitamin P, you know, played a very important role in treating scurvy. So perhaps so we could touch on a little bit about that. But, yeah, which should people get, the one with or without bioflavonoids? And, when I'm in the store, I'm always recommending the one with. But I'm sure you would probably agree with that, Dr. Moyet.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with using the form that we're using in these clinical trials that have concluded and the ones that we're using in the future. I mean, there's two major clinical trials that that's ongoing right now with EstraC. And so with the bioflavonoid form, we've seen a little bit better absorption in it. So I think that people should choose the one they want, but the bioflavonoid one has given us a little bit better numbers in terms of absorption-wise, and so a lot of people are excited about it.
Very good. Okay, let's get back to the phones. We have a couple of calls on the lines. Herb from Princeton, New Jersey.
Hi there.
Hi there, Herb. What can we do for you?
I've been reading about it. I've even seen on the Internet a number of studies. The University of Kansas is one of them. I think UCLA may be another.
Mm-hmm.
Large doses of intravenous doses of vitamin C and cancer,
mm-hmm.
and they claim no, negative effects, et cetera. What do you know about that? Is it still continuing, or what is the sort of update on that?
The update on that's a great question. The update on that is there's one going on in Canada right now. These are still going on, but the problem that we've had in the past is A, getting funding for it. It's really difficult to raise money for it. I'll give you a classic example. People might not know this about me. My entire position at the University of Michigan was funded by my patients, every single dollar. Otherwise, I would never be on this program today, and I'd probably never be doing this job full time. So patients have funded my entire position through donations, and now I can just practice dietary supplements and some alternative medicine, you know, almost full time. So they're struggling with raising money, but these are ongoing with 10, 20 patients. There's one in Canada with 25 patients. And we expect to get the first results from some of these studies this spring in June at our two largest cancer meetings in the United States. So this spring in June we'll have an update to see whether or not this IV form may be an attractive option. In the meantime, these are mostly cancer patients that have very severe forms of cancer. They're advanced forms of cancer. I mean, to be quite honest with you, it's sort of a life and death situation in most of these clinical trials. They run out of options.
Right.
So that's why I'm a big fan in terms of prevention. If you're healthy and doing well, you stick with the pill form. And I fully understand trying the IV, but I think I'm like you. Right now, we're sort of holding our breath, waiting to see in the spring, does this mean something or is this going to be worthless?
Because, you know, what occurs to me, if I may be cynical, mm-hmm. and I think I'm speaking to the choir here, is that you can't patent vitamin C and the cancer drugs, cost a fortune, and they are patentable. So I wonder why there aren't the big studies on vitamin C.
Well, I think you're right. You got to go find the money for them. And so what you need is bold people and you need very bold companies to put up funding. And that's why I might sound like an advertisement, but I constantly go back to this EstraC form because they've put up large sums of money to see whether or not this product is working or is worthless. And we're seeing that it's working. And we need more companies, we need more people, and we need more taxpayer dollars to put up the kind of bucks that takes to really find out if a product works, which is, in some cases, there's big physician studies right now. That study is going to cost about $40 to $50 million. It's a lot of money.
Right.
But I think we just have to be honest with the American public, which is, hey, the IV form looks interesting, but you know what? I'm not that excited about it until someone shows me something that's worthwhile. And
right.
It's got to be more than a mouse and a hamster.
All right. Thanks for that, Dr. Moyet.
Yep.
And thanks for the call, Herb. That was an interesting question.
If I can intervene.
You're going to have to take a quick break.
Okay.
If you want to hold one more point, you can, but you'll have to wait until after this next break, okay?
Sure, thanks.
You're listening to The Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Dr. Mark Moyad, and we'll be back right after this.
You look like a person who knows what you want. The latest in nutritional research is a top priority for you. You want a quality brand name you can trust. That's why you use Country Life, a brand that has shown for almost 40 years that integrity is a top priority. There are over 5 million people suffering from chronic bowel disorders, irritable bowel, Crohn's disease, constipation. For them, a beneficial bacteria supplement is essential, as it can increase nutrient absorption and improve overall health. Daily Dophilus, with Country Life's exclusive MacTrek bypass delivery system, has been shown to provide your body with over 50 times the favorable bacteria of other products. Daily Dophilus is shelf-stable and blister-packed for traveling convenience. And if you're looking for a good CoQ10 supplement you can trust, try Country Life's Q-Gel, a unique and thoroughly studied form of CoQ10. Specially processed, both water and fat-soluble, Country Life's Q-Gel CoQ10 is up to 300% better absorbed than many other CoQ10 products. Look for Country Life's Daily Dophilus, Q-Gel CoQ10, and other quality nutritional supplements at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
First, there was the orange. Then, there was vitamin C. And now, Natrol, the brand you trust for good nutrition, brings you EZ-C. EZ-C is a high-potency antioxidant vitamin C blend, including esterified vitamin C, that's easy on the stomach, easy to absorb, and easy support for your body's natural defenses. Smoking, high stress, sun exposure, or regular exercise can increase the body's need for extra vitamin C. EZ-C helps close the nutrient gap between what foods provide and what the body demands. Natrol, a constant innovator in nutritional supplements, designed the EZ-C line using only the highest quality ingredients. EZ-C is 100% vegetarian with no animal byproducts. Protecting your health just got easier with EZ-C by Natrol, now available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Bodell, and our special guest, Dr. Mark Moyad. And before we get back to the phones, I just want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite Multi-Line of Supplements, is available at Wilner Chemist. And I'm also delighted to see that on the line with us is Dr. Aaron Katz. Dr. Katz, welcome to the Wilner Window.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I was just driving home, taking my son home from tennis and listening to your very interesting and exciting show, and glad to hear your very prominent guest, Mark Moyad.
Thank you. And
hey, I know this guy really well. Hi, Aaron. How you doing?
Very
great,
well.
Great doctor in the New York area.
Thank you. You have wonderful information on vitamin C, and you know, we have a holistic center at Columbia University, and we've hired a naturopathic doctor who has been hounding me to get a vitamin C trial going. And that's why this show has really piqued my interest quite a bit. My question for you, Dr. Moyad, is if you, and again, I share your sentiments with trying to raise money and get patients to donate towards doing these research trials, because that's probably the quickest and easiest way to get money to do this. But if you had the resources to do a trial for and my interest is in prostate cancer, but for, let's say, patients with early stage prostate cancer that want to go on an active surveillance, would you at this point try the ester C, or would you do with would you do the IV drips, or would you say let's maybe randomize it to the intravenous versus the oral? Any thoughts on this and in localized early stage prostate cancer?
Well, I appreciate the question. For localized, you know, Dr. Katz and I, working in urology, have tried to do a lot with nutrition, so I love talking to him, but I can tell you that my answer would be to get an answer as quickly as possible, as you know, and the way to get the answer as quickly as possible is I would randomize them, and I would include the IV form, and I would include the ester C form. I would do both.
Okay.
Because that way I would get the answer much faster, because I'm afraid that if we use one form or the other, we're going to have so many Monday morning quarterbacks say, why didn't you use that other form? That mm-hmm. would have worked better. But I think if we can answer the question right out of the starting gate, we should do that.
Okay. And do you think that enough information out there with other malignancies to say that we could probably run this trial and get a good result? And would you pick those early stage cases, or would you do it in patients with, let's say, advanced cancer?
Well, there'd be three intriguing areas, I think, that we would look at, as you probably agree. Early stage, because we have all these patients right now who have been diagnosed with prostate cancer, but they're not getting conventional treatment. They just want to see how they're doing. So that's,
right.
Of course, that's enormously attractive, and that's
right.
a large group. Another place that's enormously attractive is possibly for all these people who have been treated and now their cancer's returned. We call it recurrence or biochemical recurrence after standard therapy, because we really have not much there. So I would look into three potential areas if we were offline and just having a conversation over a drink, and that would be early stage, possibly recurrence, and possibly for the most advanced forms, because that was never answered in prostate. And the original Linus Pauling challenges, those were colon cancer patients, and we've never had any look at that in prostate whatsoever, so it would certainly give us some information that we've never had over these 30, 40 years we've been arguing this stuff.
Well,
okay.
Terrific. That gives me a lot of great information, and it's great to hear your voice, and I hope to see you soon at one of the national meetings.
Well, me too. I'm sure I'd love to talk about the study.
Take care. Congratulations. A great show, guys.
Thank you.
I just think that it's important that a Wilner chemist be one of the authors of the paper when this gets done, okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
There you have it, right here on the Wilner Window, a conference of two physicians planning perhaps some very important work with vitamin C.
The way that can happen is Dr. Kaz working in New York, and I'm working in Michigan. If you start putting heads together like that, these things can happen very quickly.
Very good, very good. We've had Dr. Katz on in previous shows, and very interesting, always thought-provoking and fascinating work he does.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. We have time to squeeze in perhaps a short question. We have Ken from Stamford, Connecticut. How can we help you today, Ken?
Hi. I just discovered that my father has dry macular degeneration.
Yes.
And a serious case of it, and I'm worried about the genetic impact on me, and was wondering, mm-hmm. is vitamin C and or other natural treatments available for this kind of preventive?
One place in all of medicine that I don't have to argue with any physicians is in the area of ophthalmology, and that's because they had a very large trial showing a combination of antioxidants in a pill, and you can go and talk to the ophthalmologist about this, and if you've been diagnosed with this form of macular degeneration called the dry form, which is the most common form, if you've been diagnosed with it, to prevent blindness, there's a combination antioxidant supplement, and one of the products in there is 500 milligrams of vitamin C. So, first of all, for your family member, you should talk to the physician about getting on that supplement. For you, in terms of prevention, I will send a simple message that sounds so simplistic, but it's very difficult to do. Besides taking 500 milligrams of an ester C or vitamin C, remember these words: heart healthy equals eye healthy. In other words, if you take care of your heart as well as you can, it seems to be associated with a lower risk of eye disease, including macular degeneration. I find it most interesting that a lower cholesterol, lower blood pressure, maintaining a healthy weight, for example, all of these things that we associate with heart health have been associated with keeping your eyes healthy. And that's a very, very important point. Even looking at omega-3s right now, the next big study in eye health is an omega-3 study. But taking a vitamin C supplement for eye health, because you're worried about it, I think is very smart, and taking 500 milligrams. But don't forget that what is heart healthy is truly eye healthy, and that's what I like about your question.
Thanks for the question, Ken. Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. Obviously, anything you're doing to any cell that's healing it or helping it is going to help a lot of other organ systems in the body, so obviously that's no surprise. Thanks for that answer, Dr. Moyad. Okay, we're going to take a short break, but let's get a word in right here.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, this is the Wilner Window, and we're going to be winding down the first hour, and we've had our special guest, Dr. Mark Moyad, with us. And, gee, Doc, it's been so great. Would you like to? You're certainly invited to stay on the next hour if you wish, but if that's okay with you, or if you have to go.
Well, I might have to run, but it's
got to run. Okay,
but that's okay. I mean, I really appreciate the time. I really hope that I don't know. I can hang on a little bit longer.
Okay,
I have to run to a
meeting, right, you just let us know when you got to run. We're here till 4, stay, hang on, and we'll be right back. Okay, folks, you're listening to the Wilner Window. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of my favorite multi line of vitamins. We'll see you in about 5 minutes, folks.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news.